MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Season 9 of Next Question with me, Katie Couric. I've got some big news to share with you in our season premiere featuring the one and only Kris Jenner.
Oh my gosh, congratulations. That is very, very exciting.
And that's just the beginning. We'll also be joined by podcast host Jay Shetty, Hillary Clinton, Renee Fleming, Liz Cheney, and many more. So come on in, take a break from the incessant negativity for a weekly dose of fascinating conversations. Some of them, I promise, will actually put you in a good mood. Listen to Next Question with me, Katie Couric, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Tura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. The Koala Moon podcast has revolutionized over 20 million bedtimes, with parents like you calling it life-changing and the perfect nighttime routine. With original kids' bedtime stories and cozy sleep meditations, every episode has been specially designed to make bedtimes a dream. Listen to Koala Moon on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Kalen's Entertainment Report is on The Fred Show.
If you're a Real Housewives fan, Karen Huger from Potomac has been hit with a DUI and a whole bunch of other traffic violations in connection to a car crash earlier this week. So she was driving way over the speed limit, drove over a median, through an intersection, hit a sign on the sidewalk. Her Maserati is super banged up. Luckily, she's fine. She chalked it up to being in a really emotional state, said she came from dinner. She was talking about her mom, who I believe has passed away, but didn't mention that she was under the influence. But she is getting hit with a DUI, DWI, and 6 traffic violations. So we'll see how that plays out in court. But she was like, no, I was just super emotional, which I don't know. That's a lot to run over. But I guess we'll see what happens with that one in court. Drake Bell is now coming to the defense of Josh Peck after fans were blasting him for staying quiet amid him sharing this sexual abuse story on that new docu-series, Quiet on Set. So the former Nick star hopped online, and if you didn't know, they were on Drake and Josh, as their names are Drake and Josh. And he said that Josh did reach out to him in private, even though everyone assumed that he didn't. Drake said he noticed hate comments flooding all of Josh's social media accounts. I know TikTok was pretty bad. And he said that's all really unwarranted. They have had a rocky past, which is why I think people assume this, but I don't love this about the internet. Like, the internet's getting out of control. Like, there's so much we don't know. Mm-hmm. We don't need to be blasting people's social media accounts, especially when this is such a serious thing. And why would you publicly come to his defense? I mean, this is, you know what I mean? Like, he sent him a message. The reason that people thought this, though, I mean, remember Drake publicly was upset with Josh because he didn't invite him to his wedding.
Right.
So they had that really public feud. They eventually hugged it out at the 2017 VMAs, but still didn't really seem close after that. But you guys, he did reach out. Leave him alone. This is getting a little out of hand. Mm-hmm. Speaking of out of hand, Beyonce unveiled her alternate Cowboy Carter album cover art on Wednesday. And once again, singer Erykah Badu is saying she copied her. She stays upset with Beyonce. So specifically, she says she copied her signature beaded bob hairdo. Erykah reposted the photo and wrote, very sarcastically. Obviously, the Beehive didn't like that too much. They bodied Erykah, which has now prompted Erykah to ask Beyonce's husband Jay-Z for help. Which, like, what? She tweeted, "Say something, Jay. You're gonna let this woman and these bees do this to me?" Remember, Erykah also targeted Beyonce last year over the hats that she wore during her Renaissance tour, which she also thought ripped off her style. Oh my God. And like, I doubt Jay-Z's
right, like, oh, let me defend you,
right,
Erykah Badu.
Right, let me go against my wife.
Right.
I really doubt that. More to check out online today. You won't believe how Megan Fox defended drinking MGK's blood. And honestly, she made a good point. I might be with her on this. It's on FredShowRadio.com.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Season 9 of Next Question with me, Katie Couric. I've got some big news to share with you in our season premiere featuring the one and only Kris Jenner.
Oh my gosh, congratulations. That is very, very exciting.
And that's just the beginning. We'll also be joined by podcast host Jay Shetty, Hillary Clinton, Renee Fleming, Liz Cheney, and many more. So come on in, take a break from the incessant negativity for a weekly dose of fascinating conversations. Some of them, I promise, will actually put you in a good mood. Listen to Next Question with me, Katie Couric, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Tura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. The Koala Moon podcast has revolutionized over 20 million bedtimes, with parents like you calling it life-changing and the perfect nighttime routine. With original kids' bedtime stories and cozy sleep meditations, every episode has been specially designed to make bedtimes a dream. Listen to Koala Moon on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.